At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Big news. Trump is on the warpath. And, folks, it's going to be a great day in America. Wow, we have got a lot happening, and I'm really excited. Later on in the show, we're going to be talking to the president of Old Glory Bank, and there is news. There are some news stories now circulating that even more conservatives have had their bank accounts canceled as a result of their politics at Bank of America. So anyway, Old Glory Bank, the CEO and the president, Mike Ring, is going to drop by a little bit later on. Also, Senator Bill Hagerty is going to be here, as well as Congressman Andy Biggs. Now, just a few moments ago, President Trump making some news, now calling for the official termination of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration. FEMA, if the president has his way, will be terminated. It will be destroyed. And all of the power that FEMA had, according to President Trump, would actually be restored to the individual states. For example, you folks that are dealing with the crises in North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee, instead of waiting for the federal government to step in, the state of Tennessee, the state of North Carolina would step in and would handle all of the emergency relief efforts, and the federal component of that would be completely removed. Now, all of this is coming as we got word that FEMA, in spite of President Trump's orders, that FEMA sent a check for $59 million to New York City to cover the luxury hotel rooms for illegal aliens who had been staying at hotels across the city. $59 million, while many of you people in Western North Carolina are still homeless, many of you are living in motels or, in some cases, tents or automobiles. Many of you are suffering. Could you imagine what that $59 million could have done to help the people of Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee? And President Trump, just a little while ago, announced that the person in charge, the chief financial officer of FEMA, was the person responsible, and she has now been fired. But I will say this, it's not good enough, and we understand that four employees, including the CFO of FEMA, they were responsible for sending the check for $59 million. They have been fired. They circumvented DHS leadership and unilaterally made the decision to pay for those hotel rooms. Now they're out of jobs. May I take that a step further? I think they need to lose their pensions as well. Make them work for the rest of their lives. That's shameful what they have done here. And it ought to be criminal. Mary Comins. And by the way, she is this woman. What she did was a gross misuse and mismanagement of taxpayer money. Not to mention, in subordination, she disobeyed the president of these great United States. That's absolutely unacceptable. So anyway, good for President Trump, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts, especially those of you in the Carolinas, about whether or not it's a good idea to remove the FEMA component of this story and take all the federal emergency management response back down to the state level. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, have you been seeing the videos of Pete Hegseth? This is insane. So Hegseth is over in Germany, and he's out there working out with the troops. This is pretty amazing. Hegseth, there's video showing Hegseth of working out with a special forces group in Germany and shaking hands. What really impressed me is the number of the guys out there that were rushing over to meet the Secretary of Defense. You don't see that. You never saw that with Lloyd Austin. But it's pretty impressive that this guy, Hegseth, is out there engaging. He's one-on-one. He's not wearing the suit. He's out there with the fighting men and women. That says a lot. By the way, Hegseth has had a busy day. He has returned the name Bragg back to Fort Bragg. So I know we have a lot of listeners out there in Fort Bragg listening to us on The Talk Station. And Fort Bragg has officially been renamed Fort Bragg. But what's interesting is that Hegseth, and you got to love this, Hegseth renamed Fort Bragg, but it's not for the Civil War general Braxton Bragg, who was a general in the Confederate War and the Confederate Army. Instead, it's named after another guy named Roland Bragg, a World War II hero. Earned a Silver Star, Purple Heart, exceptional courage during the Battle of the Bulge. So if Democrats decide to come into office again and they try to rename Fort Bragg, they're going to be renaming a base which is now named to honor a true World War II hero. So go ahead, give that a shot. See how that works. But I'm curious to hear from our friends over in Eastern North Carolina the exciting news that Fort Bragg is back to Fort Bragg. Was anybody calling it anything else? By the way, speaking of the military, it's insane the numbers of people. They are we are setting records now of young men who are enlisting, who are volunteering to serve in our military. And I want to explain why that is. So just a couple of days ago, Hegseth sent out an order to the Air Force. And the Air Force and the Army, two of the wokest of the military branches. Now, some people say the Army is the most egregious. I would say it's the Air Force. But he sent out a memorandum to the Air Force ordering all personnel to stop using preferred pronouns in their professional communications. All staffers who are employed to advance this gender ideology placed on leave. Their jobs are going away. Any website, social media accounts promoting gender ideology, those have all been shut down. Hegseth also telling the Air Force to terminate every grant, contract, training program, anything that promotes sex, gender, LGBT, it's all gone. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, sanity, common sense is now returning to our military. It has been restored. Now, under the Obama and the Biden administrations, so many patriotic generals were fired and they were replaced by people like the General Milley's of the world, the guy who's Mr. Touchy-Feely. The greatest fighting force on the planet was literally turned into a social engineering petri dish. That's what they did. Instead of teaching the soldiers to kill things and blow things up, the military was urging them to embrace their inner drag queen and get in touch with their feelings. But Hegseth comes along, and he is now ensuring that this warrior ethos is going to be restored. And I believe it's already been restored. And the days of creating these social justice warriors, those days are gone. So I'm curious to hear from you about this. Are you seeing from your sons, daughters, their friends, these young men saying, you know what, I want to join the military? There were some incredibly patriotic and powerful videos encouraging people to sign up and join the armed forces during the Super Bowl. Those commercials were spectacular. The one for the Secret Service it just blew me away. But I'm telling you, folks, things are changing, and things are changing fast. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we've got an update on that preacher calling for violence against President Trump and his supporters. That's insane. The preacher, by the way, is doubling down. So we'll tell you more about that. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Folks, I got to tell you, eggs, they're still a little pricey out there, and it's going to take some time for those to come down. And we explained that earlier this week on the show. The reality is it's a mess. The economy's a mess, and it's going to take some time for Trump to work all this out. And then, again, the trickle down, the egg prices will come down. What I'm saying is that you need to start taking actions now to protect your savings, to protect your retirement fund. And if it's all in a 401k, you got big problems. Your retirement plan is in jeopardy. That's just the cold, hard facts. So the good news is you can do something about it. And that's why my friends at Priority Gold are big, big fans of the Todd Stearns program. They want to give you a free wealth protection guide, a step-by-step plan to fortify your savings, diversify your savings and retirement with gold. There is no cost, no obligation. Just text the word Todd to 24999. That's Todd to 24999, or go to PriorityGold.com to get your free gold guide today. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I am shocked that Memphis has now been added to the cities of these ICE raids. I didn't realize we had that many illegals in Memphis, Tennessee. Who knew, Ben Dieter? But apparently, our favorite taco place, a place called Tacos and Ganas, was hit by they were federal agents. That's all they're acknowledging. They won't tell us if they're ICE agents or not.
This is a crazy story. And the video is on our socials. It's incredible because you have these guys. I mean, Todd, how many times have we ordered from this place? They have the best street tacos.
Great tacos.
The best. So they're in the food truck. This is now international news. It's all over the Daily Mail, New York Post. So the location is a stone throw away from the station. So the guys are in there. They're actually cooking the tacos. When the next thing they know, they get a knock on the door of the taco truck.
And these guys come in. And here's what gets me. These are not, you can tell they're undercover, but not once do they show a badge. Or they have, you can't see any visible weapons on them. There's no documentation that these guys are who they say they are.
They look like Duck Dynasty characters.
That's exact. I'm like, oh, wow, what are the Robertsons doing in Memphis? Maybe they wanted tacos.
Todd, but, you know, when I sent you the video, I literally called it a kidnapping. And Todd was like, wait, I don't think it's a kidnapping. This could be. And I said, Todd, did I just watch my first deportation? Because I truly thought it was a kidnapping because they looked so regular. They just look like, which they're saying it's undercover boss. You know, the undercover boss show?
Well, according to the Department of Homeland Security, these are, in fact, federal officers. They're not telling us if they were connected to ICE, but apparently they rounded up all these Hispanic-speaking people, and the employees were telling their boss that these were ICE. They're being held by ICE. Now, the owner, this taco truck, they have taco trucks all over the city, and they also run a high-end restaurant in Germantown, Tennessee. And the guy who owns all of this, he's a minister. He's a Christian pastor. And this guy is known for recruiting workers from south of the border, Mexico. And the Department of Labor is involved. It's a huge thing. But people are just enraged that these men were arrested and taken into custody.
So the city of Memphis released a really interesting statement, and they said that Homeland Security Investigations, which is HSI, sometimes you'll hear that acronym, it definitely falls under Homeland Security. They confirmed that they were the ones responsible for carrying out this action at the taco truck. And those guys are tasked to investigate crimes. HSI agents, if you look it up, that is their job. So I know a lot of people are saying this is Trump's big bad deportation plan where he's just profiling Mexicans that are cooking street tacos, but
delicious
we don't know
tacos.
The full story. We just have to wait and see.
I'm going to say, well, the reaction is coming in, and people are just enraged over this, and they're saying, how dare you deport the people who make our tacos? Now, I got to tell you, it's a dang good taco. But the reality is, if they're here illegally, they have to go. It doesn't matter how good the taco is, they got to go.
I thought I really like those tacos.
They were good tacos. May I just say something else as well? I don't know if you picked up on this. And by the way, we've got the video on our socials. You got to watch. It's just fascinating. It's like a 5-minute video. That was a really clean kitchen. I mean, it was sparkling. The floors, the everything.
So a lot of people are saying that this is the inhumane policies of Donald Trump. That once again, he ran on a campaign promise that he was going to deport these people, and this is the face of the inhumanity of it all. But what's more inhumane, where the owner of this company, it's been widely reported here in the city of Memphis, that he would recruit Mexicans to come to Memphis to take jobs from actual Memphians or legal migrants from Mexico and pay them nothing. They were getting paid absolutely nothing. And they said the work conditions within this, they actually had to launch a federal investigation into the taco truck because the conditions were bad.
So the guy who owns this, the allegations are that he was actually taking 30% of their tips, mm-hmm. that they were working like 12, 14-hour days regularly, like 90 hours a week. They weren't getting paid overtime, and they were getting paid cash under the table. Those 13,000, are the allegations.
13,000 pesos.
Right.
Which is the equivalent to about $656.
And they were only allowed to have one taco and one drink a day.
And if they had more than one drink, they got fired.
May I just say what that sounds like? It sounds like that dude, that preacher, is running a sweatshop, and they're using cheap, illegal alien labor to make their delicious tacos.
Which sounds pretty inhumane to me.
I say the tacos are delicious. They're good. I'm going to miss them. But I'm not going to miss the illegals. And again, if the owner is doing this, and we know the investigation is underway, then he should face the full force of the law here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is not Christian. And I've noticed in this country, a whole lot of Christians are doing a whole lot of very unchristian stuff in the name of Christianity.
Well, I mean, the U.S. Department of Labor had to actually open an investigation into the pastor. This is one of the most prominent pastors in Memphis. And it just so, and the more you know, it turns out that potentially he was recruiting all of these illegals to do this.
Slaves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a de facto slave shop. Man, those are good tacos.
Taco Bell for you, Todd.
No. Yeah. Have you seen the new commercial? By the way, this is great. There's a meme going around of the new Taco Bell restaurant, and the seats in the restaurant are actually toilets, so you don't. Yeah. Anybody who's been to Taco Bell, you're running to the border. So anyway, people are really upset about this, and they're saying, leave the illegal alien taco workers alone. I say, everybody has to go. I mean, I'm sorry, but you came here illegally. You broke our country's laws. Does that make me a heartless person? People out there are saying absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But the first thing that the agents did when they walked into the food truck was ask for one thing.
Was tacos.
It, no, not sorry. Street tacos. Or the yummy, what's the milk they serve? It's incredible. And they also have this yummy soup. Man, I'm hungry thinking about it. No, they asked for one thing. They said, where's your ID? And that got awkward real quick.
I'm going to say this. The guys were very polite, whoever these people are. And they showed up in like jeans, like with holes. They've got the masks on. I would have thought that they were like rival gang members or something when they first walked in. That's what I would have been thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But And they may have rules of engagement that are a lot different than other law enforcement. But again, it comes down to a very simple thing. Are you here legally? Yes or no? And if you are not, then you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how good the freaking tacos are. I'm just saying. What say you, America? Should we leave the Well, these, and by the way,
food trucks alone. Is there a food truck exception?
I don't know.
Please.
Should there be?
Oh.
901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926.
I can say no Taco Tuesday for you, Todd Starnes.
No, I'm going to be on there like, yeah, they're not going to serve me tacos. I'm going to be on the blacklist. Jeez, Aloo. All right, we'll be right back, folks. For a number of years, customers have been asking if MyPillow sells cross necklaces like the one Mike Lindell proudly wears every day. Well, they are excited to announce that Mike has partnered with a jeweler right here in America to create a beautiful sterling silver MyCross. You can save 30% today using promo code Starnes at MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506. And be sure to use that promo code Starnes. You can choose from the women's or men's style. The MyCross for women has a more delicate look, reversible with mother-of-pearl style translucent white enamel on one side and black enamel on the other. The MyCross for men has a slightly larger cross with black enamel and a slightly longer, thicker chain. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code Starnes. Ben Dieter, we've got an update. Remember the 500-pound rapper that is suing the Lyft driver because it turns out she was unliftable? Remember that? What was that chick's name?
Unfortunately, I remember this story.
Big Marge or something. What was the rapper's name?
No, her name...
Dank. Was it Dank?
Dank DeMoss.
Dank.
Dank Demis DeMoss.
Yeah, Dank. So Dank is back in the news. She's suing, and she's claiming this poor immigrant Lyft driver, and he said, no go for you. You're not fit in my car. And she said, well, that's discrimination. And the guy was very kind about it. I mean, he was just trying to, you know, he was looking out for the well-being of his vehicle. And he said, I'm sorry. He goes, I'm happy to call you another Lyft driver.
Mm-hmm. We'll get you the deluxe. What? They make deluxe
super Lyft. Size, yes, whatever. XL is what they call it, I believe. But anyway, I mean, she's a 500-pound gal. So anyway, she goes on The Breakfast Club. And
do you want to describe what she wore to The Breakfast Club, first of all?
What was that?
She wore a bikini, essentially. This woman's 500 pounds, and she was wearing a tube top.
You see, I just have a general rule of thumb. You know, yours truly, body sculpted by pork. I'm not going to be going out on the beach in a Speedo.
In a tube. Well, thank God.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that you should have some, you know, you should have some decorum. And if you don't respect yourself, you should respect your other sunbathers.
I mean, and again, it's not like you're going to Suntan City. You're going to a media studio interview.
Could she get into a tanning bed? I just thought about that. Could she sue the tanning bed?
Well, she'd probably catch on fire, and she'd probably have a lawsuit.
So, again, I'm not mocking this woman. I'm just saying she's a big woman, 500 pounds. That's a lot of...
A lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of sugar.
Not sure I can handle those love handles. Anyway, she's on The Breakfast Club, and they're...
Literally on them, on top of them, just sat down on top of Charlemagne the God.
And she couldn't fit in the chair. So they had.
Wait, is she suing them now?
Well, they had to bring over a couch.
Oh no!
No, seriously, they had to bring over a couch.
The curvy couch from Fox.
It was bigger. So this is how it all went down. Cut 14.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Stormy. How are you? Hey, King. How are you, brother? You good? Nice to meet you, Keys.
Got it. Yep.
We gotta be that cordial.
Is the only seat y'all got?
This is the only
thing. What you need?
There's one more. A bigger chair or something.
Is she already little?
They're moving over a couch.
This is what I'm talking about. Good. This is the accommodation.
There you go. You know, you walked in and, you know, you said the chair was too small, so we had to bring the part of the sectional for you to sit in. And you said something. You said, and this is what I'm talking about, accommodations, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we live in a world that's not always going to be able to accommodate people that
are
plus
size. But we should, though. We should, because we're not all the same, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like we should. Like, why not? I feel like I feel like a lot of times people think that bigger people, obese, the F word people should just be in a house. When it's like, we're not.
The F word.
I'm not about to
that you can't say in your house, fat. You don't like it.
Oh!
I'm not saying that word.
Yeah, we don't use that word in my house either.
I thought you were talking about the gay slur. I'm like, wait, I'm confused.
No.
But I just feel like it should be accommodated. Bigger people should be accommodated, just like we accommodate the LGBT community.
Oh, so being fat is like being gay. So LGBTF. F. All right.
Oh, wait, I love that Miss... Oh, I love that this rapper... Miss whatever her name is, Demise or Des Moines, whatever.
Dank.
She was okay calling herself obese, but not the F word.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more offensive.
So it just seems to me, if you have to drag over a sectional so that you can be, that is a sign that you need to be heading over to the gym.
And, Jenny Craig.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't get that. But again, this is part of a broader issue that's really come to the forefront over the past, I don't know, 8 or 9 years since Obama, where now fat people claim that it's, you know, that there's no offense in being fat.
Yeah.
That you should be proud.
Born this way.
You should. Yes. I'm fairly certain that she wasn't born that way.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some babies that are born, you know, 10, 11, 12 pounds, and those are big babies. But again, you grow out of the baby fat. You don't add to it. That's all.
Well, I'm really shocked, and I don't know if Charlemagne the God has a clause in which he's protected from a lawsuit like this. But in theory, I guess because they had the couch sparing them from a lawsuit.
I did think it was interesting, though, that he brought that up, because it's a fair thing. So she said, well, yeah, the accommodation should be made for fat people. Well, what accommodation? Because, I mean, if you're in a smaller car, there's just no way, first of all, she's going to be able to get in. And if you are able to, I don't know, get a bucket of Crisco and grease her down and just like bloop her in, you've still got to be able to strap her in with a seatbelt.
Adam Eaton.
You would need to have a seatbelt extender. And I am not, I feel bad for this lady. I really do, because somebody has put her in a very grave, dangerous situation with her health.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern. Somebody told her it was okay to eat an entire bucket of KFC, and it is not. Not even if it's grilled. You've got to cut back. There's nothing glamorous about being 500 pounds. It is just dangerous.
This is what happened when our culture tried to mainstream, and we love curvy, right? But even this is too far, right? Where you had the Victoria's Secrets model, you know, they tried to mainstream this, where, you know, back in the day, a Victoria's Secrets model that would do those walkway shows or the runway shows, they'd be max 80 pounds. Then they started bringing in the Berthas upwards of 600 pounds with this branding, which is obese is not only, except it's beautiful. And you should aspire to be not only curvy, but morbidly obese. And now we have, you know, the rapper.
I got in trouble, I can't tell you where, for saying that I called her a big boned gal. And that is fat shaming. How dare you? That is fat shaming. Well, first of all, it's not. As a matter of fact, big boned is a more polite way of calling someone morbidly obese. So if you'd like, I can use a clinical definition here of the terminology. But it's not fat shaming. I mean, when she's putting it all out there for you to see.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Don't you say that F word.
But again, this is big in the airline industry, and when you've got these folks and they're now being told, well, you have to buy, you know, if you're taking up a seat and a half, then you're going to have to buy that other seat. And people are pitching a fit about that. You know, the airlines can only accommodate so much weight. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So it's time to get back to common sense. And I think this is one of the reasons why I'm happy that RFK Jr. is heading up HHS, because he is going to make America healthy again. And I think we do need to get back to a point where you're going to have those beautiful, curvy, beautiful women on the cover of Sports Illustrated in their bikinis instead of somebody like a Shamu. And I'm not calling anybody Shamu. I'm just saying I'm not sure that's going to sell your magazines. I'm in such trouble right now with the ladies of the audience. All I'm saying is that I feel bad for this driver, this Lyft driver, because he tried to accommodate her by getting her another Uber, a larger vehicle. He tried to accommodate. What was
but he didn't have? He didn't have a couch.
What was he going to do? Strap her to the top of the car? I mean, what was he supposed to do?
Yes, yes. Until they start making, well, dump trucks into Lyft vehicles, this woman's tough out of luck. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say unless they start making. Well, they have those limousines that are, you can rent those, but those are rather slim and slanky.
But how do you do that? So let's just say that you're 500 pounds and you're sitting down, and so your body fat will
what about
extend,
the wiener mobile?
It will extend out. But how do you reach the steering wheel? Because your hands are short because they're, you know, you can't. I mean, it'd be like, you know, I don't know.
I have a
how
suggestion.
You do that.
The wiener mobile. It was just in Memphis. We get the wiener mobile, and we stuff her in the wiener. How about that?
Nobody wants an overstuffed wiener. I'm just going to say, and we'll move on from this.
Okay.
I feel bad from the. I really feel bad for this lady because she's been fed a line, and she has been told her whole life there's nothing wrong. You keep eating. You keep stuffing your face, and that is not right. I feel especially bad for the poor Lyft driver who was trying to accommodate this woman. It's not his fault that she is so large that she can't fit into an automobile that the entire rest of the nation could fit into.
Or a tube top.
901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, President Trump, he's laying down the law. We could be at war with Hamas by the weekend. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, President Trump is weighing in on the straws. You know, we celebrated this huge news about the demise of the paper straws. And I will tell you that every time I've had to use one of those paper straws, it has dissolved faster than the offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, here's President Trump, cut number six.
We're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work. I've had them many times, and on occasion they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation. So we're going back to plastic straws. I think it's okay.
Signing it. That's his name.
And I don't think that plastic's going to affect a shark very much as they're eating, as they're munching their way through the ocean.
Yeah, I'm with you. And so, somebody, I got a text message. Todd, where's your compassion? Where's your humanity? What about Charlie the Tuna? Well, yes, I love the chicken of the sea, but they're going to die one way or the other, right? I mean, so as long as I'm still able to get my delicious tuna fish sandwich, I'm good with that. Just pick up the plastic pieces. So thank you, Mr. President. Also, where is that? President Trump sending a message to Hamas. And ladies and gentlemen, it very well could be that we will be at war. It will be a brief war. I would say probably, I don't know, 25 minutes. But we will be at war this weekend President Trump telling Hamas, you're going to free those hostages or we're going to have some problems. Cut number five.
As far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
The president was really moved by the videos that he saw a few days ago. Hamas, they're torturing these people. And we knew that. But the president, Trump said that they looked like they were Holocaust survivors. Some of these hostages that have been released. And he's absolutely right. I've never seen anything. It was horrifying. These people are being tortured. Clearly, they're being starved nearly to death. We can only imagine some of the other horrifying things. Honestly, folks, I don't care if we go to war this weekend. I think we ought to go to war right now. And Trump is saying the hostages, and he's tired of the drips and the drabs here. And the president says, okay, look, you're releasing all of them or there's going to be hell to pay. And I say at this point, I would say just let it rip. But if the president wants to wait till Saturday, that's fine. But I think we need to be carpet bombing Hamas. The Gazan people, they know who these evil folks are. They've had every opportunity to either get out of there or to fight back, and they have chosen not to do so. Therefore, it's on them. It really is that simple for me. This is black and white. You're going to torture Jews and Americans? Then there is going to be hell to pay. And by the way, if President Trump has to send a message to the rest of the world saying, don't mess with us, and we have to do that in Gaza, well, so be it. I mean, it really is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to remind you, folks, that Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Brand new Nielsen numbers came out, and the audience is now through the roof. Never seen anything like it before. Millions of Americans are turning off Fox. They're turning off CNN, and they are now checking into Newsmax for the breaking news and information they need. Reuters now calling Newsmax one of the top news brands in America. By the way, you can watch my show every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. You can also download the Newsmax app for free. If you don't want to watch it on cable, you can, but you don't have to. You can watch it on your smartphone with our Newsmax app, and you're going to be able to find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump is a big fan of Newsmax. You know, we were the only major cable news outlet that actually carried his rallies. The other folks did not do that, and it does make you wonder why. This item, Justin, USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, apparently we were bankrolling Al-Qaeda terrorist college tuition. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We were paying hard-earned money to send an Al-Qaeda terrorist to college. This is unacceptable. According to Fox News, the USAID provided full funding for Al-Qaeda terrorist Anwar al-Awlaki to attend college in Colorado. Al-Awlaki was an American-born jihadist who was killed in a drone strike in Yemen in 2011. He was a central figure of Al-Qaeda, including having direct contact with Nidal Hassan. That's the guy that opened fire in Fort Hood, Texas. Remember that 2009, 13 people killed? It's unacceptable. We paid for his funding at Colorado State University. I want my money back. I want my money back. Makes you wonder how many others received college education courtesy of the American taxpayers. These people trying to kill us and we're giving them a college education? Are you freaking kidding me? Come on. What's wrong with you folks? And again, this is why we have got to shut down all the federal funding. I say all of it. We've got to immediately, and I'm telling you, and by the way, the best policy is not drip and drab. If you're going to shut down FEMA, do it the same day you're shutting down the Department of Education. You want to shut down the Internal Revenue Service, you do it on the same day. That's the Holy Trinity right there. IRS, Department of Education, FEMA, shut them down all on the same day. But this is what Trump is talking about. And by the way, it is only the beginning. We had a lawmaker on the show last week, and he was saying, hey, look, if you think what's happening now, you think the crazy stuff, you think funding transgender mice, you know, turning mice into little freaks and perverts, if you think that was bad, funding that, wait until you see what else is coming down the pike. That's what I'm talking about here. All right, we got to take a quick break, folks. Again, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we have our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs, dropping by. You're going to want to stick around for that. In the meantime, head over to toddstearns.com. Check out our website. Great stories up there. Great content just for you. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Oh, boy. CNN, man, they're really struggling. So yesterday, we told you that one of the 19-year-olds that's involved in Elon Musk's Doge team goes by the name Big Balls, B-A-L-L-S, Big Balls, and CNN is very upset about this. Their sensibilities have been offended. Now, keep in mind, this is the same network that employs Jeffrey Toobin, whose name has now become synonymous with, I don't know, a verb. So you can Google that. So now Elon Musk has officially changed his name to Harry Balls, B-O-L-Z. And CNN is going on and on and on about, and I have never heard CNN mentioning balls so many times. So whether they're big or hairy, CNN is covering it all there at the most profane name in news. Sweet mercy. All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. It's just, they're really going through it, folks. Put them on your prayer list, thoughts and prayers. The media doesn't know what to make of all of this. They've completely lost control of the narrative. I'll give you an example. On a good day, about maybe 200,000 or 300,000 people will watch, say, Anderson Cooper's show. You know how many people were on my Twitter feed this past week? Over 3 million people. So that illustrates the fact that people are turning off CNN, and you know, they're turning off a lot of the conservative cable news channels as well, and people are going and they're getting their information where they know they're going to be able to trust folks. Now, I don't consider myself to be a journalist anymore. I do like to report, but I turned in my journalism hat when I became a commentator. That doesn't mean I can't do journalism. That doesn't mean that we can't break stories, but it's always important for me to convey to you, hey, just a heads up here. I don't want to shock anybody, but I'm a conservative. So you know where I'm coming from. And that's all, I think, ultimately, the people, and this may be a stretch, but I suspect people might be willing to cut CNN some slack if they just admitted who they are. Or for, no, not NPR, because NPR should not exist. They can't afford to pay their bills, so they're asking me for welfare. And as the owner of a radio station, I got a big problem with that. I don't want my money, the hard-earned money that I'm making, going to pay NPR's bills. Or Big Bird or Sesame Street or Bert and Ernie, if you know what I mean. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So yesterday, we told you about a pastor in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Greater, it's the Greater Second Missionary Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the pastor called for violence from the pulpit. Let's take a listen.
And I will say to you, beloved, no one likes violence, but sometimes violence is necessary. When Elon Musk forces his way into the United States Treasury and threatens to steal your personal information and your Social Security check, there is a possibility of violence. Sometimes the devil will act so ugly that you have no other choice but to get violent and fight.
All right. I love how the preachers do that. There's a Baptist preacher calling for violence against Donald Trump. Glory. So anyway, this guy, and he is very well known in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. His name is Dr. Steve Caudill. He is the pastor of the Greater Second Missionary Baptist Church, not to be confused, by the way, with the Second Missionary Baptist Church, and they've already put out a statement condemning this guy. Hey, look, wrong church, people. Don't be coming after us. Anyway, this guy Caudill serves on the Area Regional Planning Commission, and now the Republican mayor of Hamilton County, which is where Chattanooga resides, says this, Mayor Weston Womp, and he said this is totally unacceptable to use the pulpit to justify violence against the Trump administration and Elon Musk. Hateful rhetoric has no place in Hamilton County, especially from a pastor. I have asked for his immediate resignation from the Regional Planning Commission. So the pastor is now doubling down, and he said he never called for violence, and he accused people of suggesting otherwise of being propagandist. Ladies and gentlemen, we just played it for you. The man is not only is the man using his platform, his pulpit for politics and for calling for violence, he's a liar. And God doesn't like liars. It seems to me, by the way, the FBI ought to be knocking on the door of the church parsonage there at the Greater Second Missionary Baptist Church. This guy's dangerous. So anyway, I told you about this story yesterday. I just shared with you the update, and I warned you yesterday, this is only going to get worse. You are going to see unhinged lunatic leftists calling for violence in this country, and it is going to happen. This is John McWhorter. He's one of these radical leftist pundits, and he's literally doubling down on his violent calls. Cut number 12.
I have taken a great deal of heat for saying or implying that I wish somebody would kill Donald Trump, and that is exactly what I was implying. It was irresponsible.
That is what you were implying.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said it. And it was irresponsible of me to say that in a public space. I really shouldn't have said it here. Now, I already did, and so, you know, I have to own it. I did say it. Somebody has asked, you know, do you say that in private? And yes, I have said it often, and I have only halfway been kidding, and I'm going to say it again. Yes, and it is a smaller side of me. I should not wish for another person to suffer, even if it's a hideous pig of a man like him. It's really, it's not the Quaker way. There's a Quaker history in my background. It is the smaller side of me. However, I was just going to say, I should not have said that in a public space.
But he said it in a public space, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very dangerous guy. He's not the only one. This is Jasmine Crockett. She's the Democrat from Texas, and she was educated in Memphis, Tennessee. All you KWAM listeners, this is what you get when you send your child to Rhodes College. And by the way, Jasmine Crockett, she's out there claiming that she's an oppressed black woman. This woman went to a school where the tuition is over $50,000 a year, and she went to a day school for her undergrad that was over $30,000 a year. But this woman claims to be an oppressed black gal. Cut 13.
So let me tell you something, Mr. Trump. You're going to learn a few lessons from us. And I'm going to be the first one. You and your little friend off of Twitter. Y'all about to find out, all right?
Y'all about to find out, all right? All right. All right, let me say something to Ms. Crockett here. Need to be careful with that rhetoric, dear, because one day you try to act on this and you're going to find out. You're going to find out that the Secret Service, they don't mess around. You're going to find out that Elon Musk and his private security team he's had to hire because of the threats coming from the left, they're not going to mess around. And that is a day that I just pray to the Almighty that I am there to witness it when Jasmine Crockett finds out. This rhetoric, folks, is going to lead this country to a very bad place. You're going to see cities burning down again. This is going to happen. By the way, here's Maxine, and she is just as bad. Maxine Waters, cut number two.
Wow, wow, wow. Look at this crowd. Elon Musk, where are you? Bring your ass over here so you can see who's here and what we're doing. We're not afraid of you. We know that you are the co-president now of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to follow very closely what he's doing and how he has done it. First of all, we're here at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is it? This is so important. Prior to this being organized in the Dodd-Frank reforms, consumers didn't have any place to really file complaints. They didn't have anywhere to go when the biggest banks in America was ripping them off. The student loans were being undermined. They didn't have any place to go. Why does Elon Musk want to get rid of all of this? Because he's a thief. He's a gangster.
All right. Gangster. This woman. Here's the thing. Maxine, her time is coming here, folks. This woman is the godmother of this massive army of thugs that's been getting out there and attacking people, leaving Trump supporters bloodied in the streets. And it is unacceptable. And on this program, we're calling all of them out. You need to be aware. And here's the thing that Maxine and Jasmine Crockett and John McWhorter, they need to pay very close attention to this. The citizens of America, and by and large, the America First movement, and that's the movement they're going after, all of you folks who voted for Trump, they need to understand that all of you people are very well armed. So these people show up at your home and they cause harm to you and your property and your family. There's going to be payback. Mess around and find out. That's the message here. These Democrats, they are messing with fire here. Conservatives, America First people, are very conservative folks. We are a very peaceful people, but do not mess with us. And by the way, shame on Maxine Waters for attacking an African-American. Imagine talking to an African-American like that. Get your ass out here. Get your ass out here. Who does she think she is talking to an African-American like that? Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Rich in Jackson, Tennessee. Now, Rich, I understand you have an experience at Rhodes College.
I know quite a bit about it. I went back to college not to get an education. I was brokenhearted over a beautiful girl, but I moved to Memphis. I moved into Richardson Towers at Memphis State, and I wasn't about to let my girlfriend out of my sight, and she was at Rhodes. Back in 30 years ago, whatever. They had keg parties out in the amphitheater. That was common. And the greatest blessing, I'll get to the point, Tom.
Yeah, let's get to it. We're coming up on a break.
One of the Supreme Court judges went there. That lady, what frauds they are. I can go on. The man that ran the school forever came from Jackson. His last name was Smitty Smith. And these people, and Maxine Waters, when am I going to get a chance to be one of the people that somebody will get on a Greyhound bus, pay my way? I will go get in the face of a Maxine Waters. I am remorseful. My father was a civil rightist, and my family paid the daggum. Nobody talks about whites paid for the cost of all this. And their emblem for me was Lamar Kendricks. That is the face of the civil rights movement now. Let them read Thomas Sowell. And then
all right, well, let me jump in here because we are super late for a break. And, yeah, Rhodes College gave us Amy Coney Barrett, no doubt about that. And there were actually campus protests because of that at Rhodes. But, again, if you're sending your child to Rhodes College, there's a chance she could have come out like Jasmine Crockett. That school is woke as the day is long. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Jerry is listening to us in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, so glad I get to talk to you. You're a longtime listener, and then all the way back to Rush and so on, all the way back to Paul Harvey.
So you're an old-timer, Jerry.
I'm about 75.
Oh, well, that's not old.
True Southerner. Yeah. True man. I'll make some of it quick, but I really do enjoy your show and you and being open and all. We was talking earlier about straws going back to plastic and not to paper. I'll make a point about a true Southerner man or a man should not be using straws. That's for the ladies so they don't mess up their lipstick. I had a guy working for me, was from up north, up in Maine and all. We was in a restaurant, and I said something to him about the straw. And he said, oh, that people put their mouths on the glass and all, and I use a straw so my mouth's not on the glass. And then he picks up a fork and starts forking food in his mouth. That's a little bit controversy there, ain't it?
Well, forking food and, yeah, or spooning, too. I think that would be inappropriate.
Anyway, but I made the point on that. A man should be drinking straight on, getting gulp with the whatever.
So so you don't think a man should be using a straw?
Not a true man.
I see. So this is fascinating because you're not the first person to posit this theory about men and whether or not they should use straws. Jerry, the only time I use a straw typically is when I'm drinking a milkshake. Then I will use a straw.
I'll agree with you on that. Then I end up taking the straw out and slurping off.
That's right. You slurp. Yeah, you slurp after that. Yeah, it's funny because whenever they bring the iced tea to my table, I'm usually at the I go to the Moon Dance, which is a great local place here in Memphis. They bring they put the straw in there, Jerry. I do two things. I take the lemon off and I take the straw off.
That's right.
So yeah, I should do.
I get people the waitresses that want to leave me and my wife two straws, and I tell them. I said, take that and back, and that'll help you out on the overhead a little bit. But anyway, I said, a man does not, but I do not, I believe totally, and a man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and the man, it says in the Bible, is the head of the household as far as taking care of the family.
And by God, don't be slurping a straw, men.
Exactly.
Jerry, I love it. All right. You give us a call back, Jerry. I like the way you think. Jerry from Statesville, North Carolina. So this is fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? Should men use straws? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. They say there was a survey done, and they say most Southern men do not use a straw. There's actually a story in the Daily Beacon, that's the student newspaper at the University of Tennessee, and an eco-feminist says the reason why Southern men don't use straws is it's viewed as a phallic symbol, the straw. All right, 901-260-5926. Jerry says no straws for men. Men are men, women are women. Drink accordingly. We'll be right back.
Where are these leaks coming from? Well, look, we think it's coming from inside. And we know the first leak of Aurora is under current investigation. We think we identified that person under investigation right now. The California leak, Secretary Noem, you know, she's correct. Some of the information we're receiving tends to lead toward the FBI. But I talked to the Deputy Attorney General all this weekend. They've opened up a criminal investigation. And they have promised that not only this person lose their job and lose their pension, they're going to go to jail.
All right. That borders our Tom Homan on Hannity last night talking about these leaks. Somebody within the FBI has apparently been leaking information on these ICE raids, and they're getting to the bottom of that. Want to bring into the conversation our good friend from Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, good to have you on the show today.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You know, Congressman, I know the Tom Homan and the president both want the numbers picking up. They want a lot more people arrested in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our show. We had a big ICE raid last night, we had a Homeland Security raid. They're not telling us it was ICE. What's your take so far on how the administration is doing rounding up the illegals?
They're doing a really good job. I mean, they're doing so good, so well, and so are so effective that the numbers of people being encountered on the border are like, a couple hundred a day, Todd. And that means everybody knows if you're here illegally, you're probably going to get rounded up and taken out.
I mean, it really is that simple. And I know you guys in the Freedom Caucus have issued an emergency border control resolution, which is the first step towards reconciliation and making sure that President Trump has those resources he needs to fill out that mandate.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's exactly right. So what we've proposed is, they're going to need about $100 billion to go through the program. I mean, that means transporting people out, making sure they have legal process, making sure they're detained, et cetera. And so we want that paid for. We're required to have it paid for. And so we've provided mechanisms to pay for it. And once that happens, then there's going to be the resources necessary. It is the first step, Todd. It really is.
Now, Congressman, you personally have introduced a House resolution, H.R. 77. You're calling it the Midnight Rules Relief Act. What is this rule? What will this do?
Well, what it will do is it allow Congress to set aside all or many or most or some or none of the Biden administration's rules that they rushed through. So in the last few months they were there, they put over 1,400 rules into effect by the agencies, the bureaucracies. I mean, and the Democrats want that. They like the bureaucratic rule. We don't like the bureaucratic rule. And the impact, by the Biden administration's own estimation, was $1.34 trillion on our budget and economy. And this allows us to get at those more efficiently, get them out of here, and knock them out.
So when you look at, again, the amount of spending, and this is going to become a big issue pretty soon here with the budget, are you confident that the Republicans are going to be able to stand together with one voice and stop all of this out-of-control spending, as well as defunding a lot of these government agencies?
I wish I were more confident, Todd, because some of the numbers that I'm hearing thrown around, we really need them to be higher. If you go back and do a pre-COVID number, for instance, then all of a sudden you really do stop your structural deficit. But right now, people are willing to just kind of slow it down. But this may be our last chance, Todd, to really do something that's generational, meaningful, and actually start narrowing our structural deficit, which means that we'll slow down the growth and maybe even eliminate the growth of our national debt. That's step one. And so I'm encouraging my colleagues to really get behind some of these. Some of us have really put a lot of thought in this and put out numbers that you would reduce literally trillions of dollars over the next 10 years from our spending curve. And if you don't do that, then nothing else matters because you're going to put yourself into a fiscal death spiral.
I love what you guys are doing in the Freedom Caucus. What, $486 billion in spending cuts? Is that right?
Yeah, but that's just step one. We have proposed many trillions of dollars for step two. So the idea being that we'd be doing two reconciliation bills. The first one would be this budget, the Border Security Emergency Act, and the second one would include the tax continuation of the tax policy that's in place, and then you would bring down the spending curve by reducing spending enormously. That's where we're going. That's where Freedom Caucus is going.
I love this. And again, it's common sense. And I think every single day the DOGE committee rolls out this insane wasteful spending. I think the American people become more emboldened, and President Trump becomes more popular.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what DOGE is doing is they're exposing a lot of the waste and duplication, but the federal government is so massive, so big, spends so much money, so many agencies blowing money like crazy, that that we need more DOGE folks, right? I mean, and you because that what they're doing is actually helping us shine the light on what many of us, you included, have said for many years, that the federal government's bloated, sclerotic, out of control, corrupt.
All right. Well, Congressman, we always appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to get you back on soon. It's every single day there's breaking news around here. I don't know how you guys are pacing yourself up there in the House.
Well, I think we're moving too slowly. President Trump's sprinting, and we're just kind of jogging around the track. I think we need to be sprinting too.
I love it. All right, Congressman, you're a good man. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, Andy Biggs, everybody, from the great state of Arizona. And the guys, by the way, talking about running for governor, we love him in the House of Representatives. He is crushing it every single day, just really knocking it out of the ballpark. And we appreciate that. We really do. Hey, I want to play this audio real quick. Nancy Mace, did you watch any of this? It was like NC-17. On C-SPAN. That hasn't happened in a long time since Ted Kennedy was doing. Well, never mind. We can't go there. Nancy Mace last night accusing all sorts of folks back in South Carolina of all sorts of horrifying crimes, sex crimes. Cut number three.
One night in 2022, I found myself at a property owned by Patrick Bryant and Brian Musgrave on the Isle of Palms in South Carolina. Business partners Patrick Bryant and Eric Bowman were both there. I was served two small vodka sodas, like this glass right here, two small vodka sodas, like anyone would have at their neighborhood restaurant. A short time later, I blacked out. I have never blacked out after having a vodka soda or any adult beverage ever in my life. It's never happened. But I know who has. The women raped on those tapes that I saw. The women raped that I spoke to over the course of the last year. The stories of these women were all too familiar. Now I know why. My memories of that night are just flashes in and out of the dark. Flashes in and out of the night. I was raped that night. Was it Patrick Bryant? I don't know. But I was raped. I believe that they purposely incapacitated me. Was anyone else there? Was it filmed? Was it sold on the dark web? I have no idea. But I know what these men do to their victims.
All right. And it went on and on and on. She said to the men that she was accusing, you've booked yourself a one-way ticket to hell. It is nonstop. There are no connections. So I and all of your victims can watch you rot into eternity. Now, what's interesting here is Mace is allowed to, she didn't take any questions. She refused to answer any inquiries from reporters. And let me explain why. Because what she said on the House floor is actually protected by the speech and the debate clause. So she can make any accusation she wants to, and she has immunity from any sort of a civil suit or prosecution. So let's just say, and I don't know, I mean, all these men are denying the allegations. So let's just say that if they're made up, they have no legal recourse because the House rules protect Nancy Mace. So you could get up there and say whatever you want to say. Clearly, there's more to this. But anyway, she accused her former fiancé, three other men, of having drugged and raped her and other women, filming her taking lewd photos of women and underage girls without their consent. And everybody involved in this has denied the allegations. So it was just a weird day on Capitol Hill. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Like, if you deal with the FAA, they're former pilots. If you deal with so many organizations, they're actually the former business people. I've only dealt with the federal regulators who respectfully were bureaucrats, and these are people who have never signed the front side of a check, and I feel like they do not have the ability to apply judgment to some of these rules.
Well, what specifically would you recommend then?
I would, going forward, make sure that you hire at least half of all regulators with prior banking experience, who actually know the impact of their regulations.
All right, that was the voice of Mike Ring, the co-founder, president, and CEO of Old Glory Bank. You know, we've been telling you for quite some time that the big banks have been going after conservatives and debanking a lot of conservatives. And Mr. Ring was one of those testifying up on Capitol Hill, and he joins us today on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mike, good to have you with us.
Oh, so glad to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
You know, how big of a problem is that, the debanking of conservatives?
Well, up until last week, apparently only we knew about debanking, but thankfully the Democrats, after denying it for all these years, have finally come around, and now they're trying to figure out who to blame, the regulators or the banks themselves. But as we know, it's been going on for years, and really two things brought it to the forefront. One is Mark Andreessen on Rogan, and then when Melania Trump was debanked, I think the world finally caught up. But we've had lots of great Americans, from John Eastman to just last night, the folks selling the Gulf of America T-shirts was just debanked by Bank of America.
And it goes on and on, and I have to imagine that's one of the reasons why you co-founded Old Glory Bank. You've got more than 30 years as a corporate and securities lawyer. You're an Air Force veteran, so you're a good guy. And you and our friends, Dr. Ben Carson, John Rich, Larry Elder, Bill Schein, you guys came up with this great idea for Old Glory Bank.
Yeah, thank you. And listen, you have been a customer and a friend of us for a while, and I want to thank you, Todd, for helping spread the word. But we knew bad things were happening, but we were just tired of sitting around and complaining. And so we said, listen, the freedom economy is real. I think more than half of the people in this country believe what we believe. And, you know, that's a pretty good niche market, 160 plus million people. And so we said, let's do a bank that actually loves America, loves the values. With the online banking solutions now, your bank is always in your pocket. You can open up an account in 8 minutes. We have all the services of the big banks plus many more because we actually love our customers with our call center in Durant, Oklahoma. We've got an easy way to deposit cash at 88,000 locations. We have our own version of PayPal called Old Glory Pay, where we love the 2A space. We have our own version of GoFundMe called Old Glory Alliance, where we will not cancel conservative causes. So we got together and we solved the problem of debanking with a market solution. And that's what I said last week on the Hill. Please, folks, we got enough regulations. We can do this ourselves. Instead of having regulations telling banks what to do, give us less regulation so there could be more market participants, because free market capitalism solves almost all the ills of the world.
You see, I'm a huge fan of smaller banks. I love it. The idea, you're right, is to have more banks out there. You point out that there is no DEI at Old Glory Bank, but there is something called PSL. What are we talking about here, PSL?
I'll go one step further. There's no DEI. There's no ESG, just PSL, privacy, security, and liberty. And as I said last week on the Hill in front of all those senators, I think Mike Ring and our folks at Old Glory Bank, the hardworking patriots, are standing between the regulators and government overreach, government snooping, and America. And as you saw, and hopefully as people get to know me and John Rich and Ben Carson, Larry Elder, We ain't afraid of nothing, and we are standing up for America and our customers.
No, I love this. And, folks, by the way, go to oldglorybank.com/starns. That's oldglorybank.com/starns, and you're going to be able to find all the information that we're talking about. Mike Ring joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, Mike, I'm glad that the average Joe can go and open up an account. But for me, as a small business owner, as well as a private citizen, that to me is huge, because so many of those businesses, I can't even imagine getting the call from the bank saying, oh, yeah, we cancel all your accounts.
Yeah, that's a really important one. You know, we always have said, we've been at this for several years now, that if your personal account is canceled, it's inconvenient. But if your business account is canceled, you're out of business. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of good online banks for consumers out there. But I will tell you, and ours is one of the best, but we really have the best online bank for small business. And we really built a online solution for small business, so you can do all the things you need from anywhere on the planet to run your business on our platform. And please, if you have a small business, check us out at oldglorybank.com.
And a lot, I'm going to get this. I get these questions a lot. Okay, what about debit cards? What about credit cards?
Yeah, debit cards, credit cards, home loans, 40,000 free ATM, VA loans, SBA loans, everything you can do at your big bank, you can do at Old Glory Bank. But we are like a community bank. But our community is not based on where you live. Our community is based on what you believe, and we believe in the greatness of America. So you are talking the like-minded people who care about the things you care about.
I love this, and this is fascinating. So since April of 2023, you guys have grown from, what, $10 million in deposits to over $175
million? Yeah, if there's a faster-growing bank in less than 2 years, 1,700%, I'd like to hear about it, because I've never and it ain't like we're going out there buying Super Bowl ads. It's just hard work of people like you out there talking about us. So thank you, Todd.
Well, I love it. And no, it's our pleasure, my pleasure, and I love what you guys are doing. This is an important thing, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to go check them out, oldglorybank.com/starns. That's oldglorybank.com/starns. And you're going to figure out pretty darn quickly that Old Glory Bank is America's freedom economy bank. Mike, we got to leave it there. We're going to get you back on, because I know we're going to have a lot more questions, but this is very exciting, and we're really honored to be a part of this. And thanks for speaking out during that Senate hearing. That was super important.
Loved it, and thank you for having me on, Todd.
All right, Mike Ring, everybody. He is one of the co-founders. He is president and CEO of Old Glory Bank, and this is amazing to see. And I think he's right here. I have not seen a bank grow this fast, this quickly. But since 2023, $10 million in deposits, now more than $175 million. And they've got 55,000 retail customers, more than 2,000 small businesses now utilize Old Glory Bank. And I love this idea of Old Glory Bank being America's freedom economy bank. I'm a customer. You need to be a customer, too. Go check them out. Oldglorybank.com/starns. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. Senator Bill Hagerty is dropping by. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Hang tight. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't talk a lot about my family, but there is something I wanted to share in the context of this TikTok person and what this person wrote on TikTok, and I felt the need to put this in some context. So by and large, I would say 98% of the Stearns family, we are pro-Trump, America First conservatives. Then there are, we also do happen to have some liberals in the mix. And a couple of them are actually far left. One of them in particular was a big Obama supporter. As a matter of fact, was an Obama delegate to the DNC during Obama's first run at the White House. So That being said, we've got libs in the Stearns family. No, it's nothing to hide. I'm not ashamed. It's just, you know, they're family. You got to love them. And I'm saying that because we have family reunions. We've had gatherings. Everybody shows up. Everybody has a good time. We really don't talk much about politics. And when we do, it's somewhat civil. And if it's not, everybody still hugs at the end of the day, goes back to their house. Everybody still gets a Christmas card. Everybody still gets a Christmas or gets a birthday card, gets a present. So that's why I'm really confounded by some of these liberals out there. There is this genuine hatred of anybody who disagrees with leftist ideology. And we have seen this play out in the last hour. I played a lot of audio from people like Maxine Waters and Jasmine Crockett, many others who are out there, and it's not that they disagree with you. They hate you for disagreeing with them. And you've got folks out there like this John McWhorter guy saying, I wish Trump was dead. This guy is not some anomaly. There are a lot of people who feel the same way this guy thinks. I can't imagine thinking that about anybody. I don't want anybody dead. Who thinks like that? I'll take it a step further. Yesterday, Turtle slipped and fell again. Mitch McConnell. Oh, I'm doing all right. Thank you. And I'm glad he's doing better. But people were like celebrating the fact that Turtle slipped and fell. Who does that? That's insanity. So you got this woman on TikTok, and this is a grown woman, and she appears to be somewhat educated, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe she went to Rhodes College. She came out woke, too. And she's got her she's one of these types. She's an older woman. She puts her pronouns in the bio. And by the way, can I just say something? I have to say something about this. And I got to be careful about it. I don't want to get in trouble. But if you send out something and it's got your preferred pronouns on it, I'm not even reading it. I don't care if it's an email, a resume, I don't care. But if you've got your pronouns, it's going in the circular. There is a well-known, this is terrible, there is a well-known New York Times best-selling author. And I happen to be a fan of his work. And this is not on him, but this is a PR firm that represents him. And every single time I get an email from his publicist, the publicist feels necessary to put her pronouns in her email to me. So finally, I responded because Dieter's like, well, should we book this person? I said, I'll take care of it. So I sent this person a very nice email and I said, I'm sorry, but we do not have people on our program that have to identify their pronouns. That's not what this show is about. Go to NPR, go to PBS. We don't do that here. So I haven't had this author on the show. They've been begging to come on the show. They sent me an email a couple of days ago. And I'm sorry, but, you know, until you get rid of your preferred pronouns in your letter to me, yeah, you're not coming on this program. That's just the way we roll. So anyway, this person is one of those individuals. Cut number 15.
Whatever was more important than my son, your granddaughters, whatever it was, I hope you get it. If it was cheaper gas prices, cheaper eggs, more guns, Greenland, no, for some reason. I hope you get that, all of it. Or else it was all for nothing, right? That's not true. It's not even true. I hope you suffer. Honestly, I do.
I hope you suffer. This is the woman saying that she hopes her own children suffer because they support Donald Trump. What kind of a mother does that? Now, let me say something. Where did all of this come from? You have to go all the way back. This is something that's relatively new in politics, but it comes out of the demented soul of Barack Hussein Obama. So back in 2007, after he got elected, Barack Obama urged his little minions, and these are all the woke millennials. You want to talk about a screwed up generation? It's the millennials. They are messed up in the head. And you had Barack Obama, and the reason why is because of Barack Obama and these radical schools. So you got Obama out there, and he's telling these kids, Well, when you go back home for Thanksgiving, you've got to start arguments at the dinner table. Who does that? We have been, Dylan, we've had, I don't know, how many Thanksgiving, have we ever had screaming matches at any of our Thanksgiving dinners?
Not yet.
No, not yet. Give it some time.
Still time.
We've never had, no. I mean, and how old are you?
I'm 25.
25 years. We haven't had any arguments. Nobody's yelled. Nobody's fought. Well, maybe over the, you know, the last roll. Mm-hmm. What are those rolls? They're the, somebody. The
Hawaiian rolls?
No. They were telling me about the rolls you can buy. There's something or another beginning with an S. What were the name of those rolls?
I'll look it up.
Somebody was telling me. I think you get them at Costco. But anyway, they're supposed to be the best. But maybe an argument over who got the last roll.
Yes.
What are those rolls? That's going to bother me now. Somebody knows what. Somebody can tell me the name of the roll. They're frozen, but you got to, you know, you don't make them from scratch, but they're frozen and you put them in the oven and they taste delicious. But I digress. I'm just telling you, I don't know who does that. Do you guys have that kind of stuff going on in your family? Because Barack Obama told people, you get in the face of your crazy pro-conservative uncle and you give them the what for?
Sister Schubert's.
Sister Schubert. Is she a Baptist or sounds Pentecostal to me? Anyway, it's a great role. But who does that? I want to know who does that. Do you really have these kinds of conversations around your dinner table? People are arguing and screaming and carrying on. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for this woman's kids. I really do, that their mother would hope that they suffer. That's not right thinking. This is the kind of, and hear me on this, just hear me on this, and understand where we were and where we are right now in American history, all right? Just follow me on this. This is the kind of thinking that led to great holocausts, because these people have been brainwashed. And for them, it's all about politics. It's all about ideology. If you ever hear a conservative talking, oh, I wish that person were dead, that person's not a true conservative, because conservatives don't think like that. If you hear people out there saying, well, I'm a conservative, but I wish so-and-so was, you know, would die in a plane crash. No, that's not a conservative. I don't know what you are, but you're not a conservative. That's not who we are. But I am telling you, that kind of mindset, if it's allowed to fester, and we're not out of the woods by any stretch, it's going to take years. It's going to take at least a good decade to get past that sort of hatred in this country. But if we don't get past it, that is the kind of thinking that will lead people to turning in their sons and daughters and sending people to concentration camps because they don't agree with the current politics of the day. That's what concerns me. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Tammy in Gainesville, Georgia. Tammy, may I ask you a question before you talk about what you're going to talk about?
Yes, sir.
So do you, your family, when you guys get together for the big dinners, do you guys have screaming and shouting matches and everything over politics?
No, sir.
You see,
no, we don't.
Yeah, I don't. I've never seen that, and I don't know of anybody in my circle of influence that does that kind of stuff. All right, let's talk roles. What are you talking about here, Tammy? What do you want to tell me?
You were wondering the roles that you love so much. They're called sister roles.
Sister. Wasn't that
sister,
a TV
show? Sister.
All right. Very good. And are they made in the South because they're very good rolls?
I'm not sure, but I know they come in the little tin, like baking pan. They're in the frozen section, and I believe the label has green writing on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes, it is. It is Sister Schubert, S-C-H-U-B-E-R-T. And they're lovely rolls, Sister Schubert. All right, well, Tammy, thank you for the heads up there. I'm a big sucker for homemade, but I got to tell you, I love those rolls.
That's about as close as you can get without making them homemade.
It is. Just don't tell anybody, right?
That's
put some butter on them and pop them in your mouth.
put them in the bread bowl. Nobody will ever know.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tammy. Appreciate that. Got to take a quick break here, folks. We're getting right back to the phones. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, I want to give a shout-out to our great team of student workers over at Liberty University. They're snowed in. They had a huge snowstorm in Lynchburg, so all of our great Lynchburg listeners, hope you're hanging out, drinking some hot cocoa, and enjoying that beautiful snowfall. All right, let's go to the phones here. Newport, North Carolina. Mike, what's going on?
I did want to mention, since you mentioned those roles, we have a grandson that would probably not put any turkey or dressing on his plate. It would just be covered in those rolls. He loves those things.
Now, I did a little bit of homework, and Mike, you guys have a great little restaurant. May I just say, I think it is the best seafood restaurant in all of America, the Sanitary Fish Market, there in the Moorhead City area.
That's exactly right. Just a few miles from us. We're a little town right outside of Moorhead City. And that's where Sanitary is. And, world famous. People come from all over the place to Moorhead, of course, for fishing and a number of things. But they always end up at Sanitary Fish Market.
So, well, and the fish market is right there. You know, we actually did the show. We did the show from the Sanitary Fish Market several years back. And you guys are right there. It's on the – is there a river or something? There was a waterway.
Yes, it's Bogue Sound. It's there's a barrier island, so you have Bogue Sound, then the barrier island, and then of course the Atlantic Ocean. But my wife and I met you when you were down there, and you signed our book for us.
Wow, that was a long time. We got to get back down there. The thing I remember, first of all, the seafood was unbelievable. Your hush puppies look weird. They're like oblong. They were good.
Well,
but
it just depends on where you're from, you know.
That's true.
Now, I do have one comment. The reason I called in, you said something yesterday that totally convinced me that you are obviously a Kansas City fan. So, because you mentioned something about, and I can't remember exact wording, but it was something like, it was a terrible game. So now, I'm just going to have to tell you, for the Philadelphia fans, it was not a terrible game.
Honestly, I have no skin in that game. I really don't. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, and that goes all the way back to the decades where we called the team the Aints because they couldn't win anything. But the reason I called it a terrible game is that the other side didn't show up, you know, and I just like a good, hard-fought game, and I was disappointed.
But again, for Philadelphia and, you know, their fans, it was a great game.
No doubt about that.
Anticipation. All the big hype was, Kansas City three-peat. So, you know, anyway. Let me just say, I really enjoy your show on the radio and also watching you on Newsmax. You just got to keep up the good work and getting that truth out there.
Mike, I sure do appreciate that. Give your wife my very best, and look forward to seeing you guys the next time I'm down at the Sanitary Fish Market.
Well, how long?
All right, we're working on it. I have a brand new book coming out, and it's going to be a brand new devotion book coming out in this summer, and so we'll try to make our way over there for that. I can promise you that.
Very nice.
All right.
Look forward to it.
All right, Mike, God bless, and thank you for that. In all seriousness, folks, if you're looking for a fun vacation destination, that area of North Carolina, what a gem. You've got Moorhead City, you've got New Bern, and all sorts of different towns in between. And I hope you guys listening to us on The Talk Station don't mind if I brag on you guys for a minute. But the food over there in that neck of the woods is absolutely incredible. The owner of The Talk Station took me to a great meet and three and just had a wonderful breakfast, great time there. But that Sanitary Fish Market, I just had sometimes you just find a place, a restaurant, and you're like, you know what? I could take all my meals here. That was one of those places, and they don't pay me to say that. I just had a great time. Also, if you're going to the area, and they've got an airport you can drive in, the New Bern area, They've got a great museum in the downtown. New Bern is a beautiful southern town. And they've got a Pepsi Cola museum. We're going to take Ben Dieter down there. I'm not sure if Ben Dieter's a Pepsi Cola kind of a guy, but he would love this place. It's old school South. I'm just telling you. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, by the way, Sister Schubert, what did I tell you? I called it. Patricia Schubert, born and raised in Alabama. I told you there was something going on in that flower. I'm telling you. Probably some Martha White. The reason why she's called Sister Schubert is because her older sister could not pronounce her name, so they called her Sister. And there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Pastor John in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hi, Pastor. What's on your mind?
Great show today, Todd. You know, I was listening to you while I was folding clothes about how these ideals cause things, good things, bad things to happen to good people, okay? I guess the best example, first of all, that pastor, Goodell or whatever his name is, that is the most ignorant pastor I've ever heard in my life. I've looked through the scripture, and there's nothing in there where Jesus says, go out there and attack people that don't agree with you, okay? I understood where he says sell one coat and buy a sword, but he never said pick up something and go out there and beat people over the head with a stick. And if you want to talk about ideals, Todd, you made the best point. You can see what these leftists are talking about when you compare it to what they're trying to do, what they did to the people of Nazi Germany. They started the pulpits, changed the doctrine, and then they just started, people started, the American people, the ones that don't study the issues, Todd, and you've said this numerous amount of times, before you go into the voting booth, go outside what the general media says and study the issues yourself.
That's it. Pastor John, I got to leave it there, my friend. They're going to cut us off. We'll be right back, America. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We have a jam-packed show tonight on Newsmax. Congressman Randy Weber is going to join us. Also, Congressman Greg Stube. We've got our Gen Z panel coming up. Emily Sturge from Campus Reform, Brylan Hollihand from the RNC Youth Advisory Council, and John Stemberger, who is a founding board member of Trail Life USA, talking about the Boy Scouts. So a lot going on, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, the Todd Stearns Show. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend. He happens to be my senator from the great state of Tennessee, Senator Bill Hagerty. Senator, good to have you with us today.
Todd, always great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
You know, it's interesting. We were following the developments out of East Tennessee, and I tell you, Secretary Sean Duffy is just doing a really amazing job, I think. Where are things at right now with restoring Interstate 40, and what do you think of the job that Duffy's doing out there?
Well, Todd, as you know, the devastation that we experienced in Northeast Tennessee has been just dramatic. It's still very much work that lies ahead of us. But getting Interstate 40 open, I mean, our TDOT team, everybody in the local level has really pulled together and done a fantastic job, and they've worked very well with the Federal Department of Transportation as well. Federal representatives were there on the ground with us also. And Secretary Duffy was there to underscore his support for helping us get all of these lanes and bridges and roads back open again. He understands that transit is the lifeblood of commerce in our state, and we absolutely need this for people to be able to maintain the integrity of their jobs, getting their kids to school, and getting their lives back into some semblance of order after the massive disruption that the people in Northeast Tennessee have been through with the floods several months back.
And that's an area of the country that's really not getting a lot of attention. And again, I understand the bulk of the damage was done in western North Carolina, but eastern Tennessee really got nailed, didn't it?
That's absolutely true, Todd. And certainly, you know, western North Carolina got the attention back before the election because North Carolina was at one point viewed as potentially a battleground state. I think President Trump buried that notion because he crushed it there. But It got a lot of attention. One, it is a larger expansive area, but the severity of the damage is every bit as great in Northeast Tennessee. There are just fewer counties involved. But if you look at what's happened, and Todd, just imagine this, the roads have been built along the rivers, making their way, meandering their way up through the mountains. And that was the way the rivers cut the path, and the roads were built, you know, on the banks of the rivers. Well, as those rivers, you know, were inundated with rain, the swelling that took place in the river, very rapid, and that just started to erode the foundation underneath the highway, particularly where there was a bend, Todd. At every bend in that river, which there are a lot of them, that's where the erosion was most significant. And then what happened was, as the foundation comes away, the roads collapse. Very dangerous situation. And TDOT has been on it. I think they might have missed 2 or 3 days since the day the rain stopped for Christmas break. Otherwise, they've been on it. Been a couple of days when it's been too cold to do everything they want to do, but they're up there working night and day right now.
I know every Baptist kid in the state of Tennessee has driven that interstate to get to Ridgecrest, which is right outside of Asheville. So we know that area well. And even on good days, it's a treacherous drive on that stretch of I-40. Beautiful, but somewhat treacherous.
It is. You're right. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous, but it is no doubt curvy and treacherous. And every place there's a curve, there's been damage. There's also, you know, economic implications that are severe and significant as well. You think about, you've made that drive. That's a beautiful river. There are a lot of, you know, whitewater rafting companies, outfitters up there, this sort of thing. They're trying to get their livelihoods back in time to start launching actually in March, which in my view is pretty cold time of year, but there are people that are ready to go whitewater rafting as early as March. But by the spring, we need to get everything intact and in place so that we can get back into the tourism business in that part of Tennessee as well.
Your reaction when you found out that FEMA workers defied President Trump and sent that $59 million check to New York City to cover the hotel cost for the illegals?
Just so sad. And I don't want to take anything away from the FEMA workers that have been on the ground working, you know, arm in arm and hand in hand with our local officials. But if you think about the misguided management of FEMA, particularly the mid-level supervisors that were telling people to skip houses with Trump signs in their yard, at the very top, as you mentioned, Todd, the misdirection. FEMA's main mission is disaster recovery and relief, not resettlement of people that are here in this country illegally. The management distraction that the Biden administration put in place there, again, the funding for these sorts of things, this is not what American taxpayers want their money spent for. They want FEMA to do their main and primary mission. And I think President Trump is going to rewire that organization completely. It needs to be, from the top, it needs to be completely restructured and fixed.
Senator, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. I know you were on CBS News Face the Nation, and you were asked about these cuts and buyouts. Everybody was ordered to go back to work. Federal workers had to go back to the office Monday. What is your take on President Trump offering these government workers buyouts?
Todd, this is the way we do it in the private sector. You know, my career, lifelong businessman, what he's trying to do is create an environment where we can begin to get some of these unionized federal workers to retire early, get off the payroll. We know that the federal government is bloated. As I mentioned on the show, it's a humane way to do it by giving them some runway to find another job and to find the time to get repositioned. We're not saying anybody that's a federal worker has been doing anything that they shouldn't be proud of serving the country, but we've got a problem right now with a $36 trillion national debt that our children and grandchildren are carrying on their shoulders. We've got to address that. I can tell you, as the Elon Musk-led effort, DOGE, is working its way through these departments, what we're finding are a tremendous number of things that are beyond the scope of the agencies that are involved that I think the American public is shocked that we're funding. And what President Trump is trying to do is, on multiple lanes, I should say, finding avenues to cut costs, create efficiencies, and streamline the federal government. This is just one of those steps he's undertaking.
And it's something that every business owner in the country has to do. And, you know, if you're spending things that you shouldn't be spending money on or you don't need to, you don't do it. That's exactly a pretty common sense approach to it all.
That's exactly right. And our states have to do this. you know, if you think about what happened back in January of 2011 when we changed from a Democrat to a Republican administration in the state of Tennessee. I came into the governor's cabinet at that point, January of 2011, and we had a $1.6 billion budget shortfall on Tennessee's budget at that point was roughly $31 billion. That was a material number. We went right to work. I eliminated 47% of the positions in my department. I did that to save millions of dollars on a recurring basis for Tennessee taxpayers, but that's what you do. You tighten the belt. You look for opportunities for efficiency. You ask yourself fundamental questions. Is this something that government should be doing? And if the answer isn't clearly yes, stop doing it. And I think that's where we are at the federal government level, too.
And you know, Senator, to bring it home to our listeners in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, yesterday there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the largest school district in Tennessee, which happens to be in the Memphis-Shelby County area. And you had dozens of Republicans showing up for the first time at one of these commission meetings where the commissioners are able to sway the votes of two of those commissioners. It was a unanimous vote to do a forensic audit of the school district. And I have to tell you, I think that even on the local level, Republicans have been rejuvenated. They've been encouraged by what they've seen Elon Musk do, what President Trump is doing, what you are doing. And I think that's even resonating, you know, on the local level with Republicans.
I'm glad to see it, Todd. I know you are as well. And the notion of accountability should be something that Americans embrace. Instead, what we have are Democrats trying to break into federal agencies here. You know, press conference after press conference up here with the Democrats clutching their pearls and screaming to high heavens that someone like Elon Musk, a renowned businessman, might actually be advising President Trump on how to streamline and make our operations more efficient. I mean, you step back from it, it's laughable. But it's sad at the same time that they can find federal judges that are willing to come in and offer injunctive relief to stop them from even having access to see what is being paid for, what the accounts and what our taxpayer dollars are going to. They're fighting us tooth and nail, but I don't think it's going to survive. I think we're going to see accountability here in the federal government, and it's going to be shocking to the American taxpayer.
Senator, real quick, I want to read the headline out of the Knoxville News Sentinel. Blackburn versus Hagerty, Tennessee's junior senator considers a run and what that means. Talking about the governorship, are you really considering a run for the governor of Tennessee?
Well, Todd, a number of my friends have reached out and asked me to consider it. I think Tennessee is in such a good place right now. Our state is the envy of America. And you know, I can tell you this, I could not be more honored to serve as U.S. Senator for Tennessee. And the fact that folks have asked me to consider, you know, the governorship, I take as a great compliment, but I have enjoyed every day serving Tennesseans here in the United States Senate. And that's where my focus is right now. We've got a lot to do. If you think about the challenges confronting us as a nation, President Trump needs his allies, and I'm, you know, the only one here in the Senate who served in President Trump's administration the first time. And we are very much focused on trying to get our economy back moving the right direction again, trying to secure our borders, and trying to deal with national security issues around the globe that the Biden administration has opened up, whether it be in the Middle East, Ukraine, the situation in with Taiwan, China, and North Korea. All very challenging right now and something that I've been deeply focused on.
Well, we'll leave it there. Senator, we do appreciate the great work you're doing up on Capitol Hill. And I know all of us as Tennesseans certainly appreciate that. And you represent us well, and we're super proud of you. So thank you again, Senator.
Thank you very much, Todd. Always great to be on with you.
All right. Senator Bill Hagerty, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I don't think he answered the question, but that's okay. I will say this, and I know Dieter's wandering around, but he will confirm this statement. We have a lot of people that want to be the next governor of Tennessee, and they've all been visiting my radio news bunker here in the Memphis area, and Bill Hagerty hasn't been one of them yet. So maybe he is not considering a run, but we're going to keep an eye on that. It's really a fascinating story because the Republicans control Tennessee. It is a super majority Republican state, and he's not kidding. Everybody wants to move here. The big problem we're having is that people are bringing their politics with them, and it's really hurt places like Nashville, which used to be a pretty conservative town, and now, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know, Nash Vegas. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901 1-800-260-5926. Now, I've got to tell you about my good buddy Mike Lindell. They're doing some really cool stuff over at MyPillow. And by the way, check out their website, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Mike has a brand new beautiful piece of jewelry. It is a sterling silver Mycross, men's or women's styles, and it is an absolutely beautiful piece of jewelry. You're going to want to get one of these. How do you do it? By simply going to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes. You can also call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. Be sure to use that promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to play some audio here. This is the Senate Majority Leader in Washington State saying, well, you moms and dads, you don't have any rights. Cut 11.
Young women have, if they're old enough to get pregnant, they're old enough to make their own decisions about what happens with their bodies. Okay? And parents do not have the right to change that or make a different decision or be notified in advance.
Really? Are you buying into that, moms and dads? There does seem to be an effort there in Washington State to curtail the rights of all of you parents out there. I don't know about that. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to play some audio here. This is from The View. They're still upset about all of you folks complaining about the halftime show. Take a listen.
Okay, well, I don't do sports. You know I don't do football, so I wasn't watching the game. But listen, I think today Donald Trump is going to sign an executive order banning black people from halftime. Because you remember last week we were talking about whether the NFL was capitulating to Trump by removing mm-hmm, the term mm-hmm, yeah. and racism from the end zone.
Yeah.
Boy, did they not capitulate to Trump. When yeah. I saw Samuel L. Jackson
yeah.
dressed as a black Uncle Sam, introducing Kendrick Lamar,
yeah.
who then had like an entire formation of all black people making a U.S. flag. Listen, yeah. this much I know. All the black people on my feed were like, ooh, this is blackity black black. Yeah. And all the racists who somehow get in, man, were they hopping mad. So yeah. if the racists are mad, I am happy as a clam.
All right, look, the issue here is not racism. First of all, I couldn't understand what the guy was saying, and it was just not all that entertaining to me. But, I mean, the squawking magpies over at The View are the ones that are inserting and injecting race into the conversation here. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. But, again, with the left, it has everything to do with it. I mean, again, if you want to have that conversation, okay, let's have that conversation. How come there weren't any white people in the halftime show? I mean, if you want to go down that path, okay, we can do that, Anna Navarro. Happy to have that conversation. But again, I don't think that's helpful at all. I just thought it was a crappy show. I would have liked to have seen something a little bit more entertaining, something that actually engaged the audience. Even the audience was like, all right, what is that guy saying? What is he rapping about? I don't know. Oh, by the way, it turns out the guy, remember the guy who was running around with the Palestinian flag? So it turns out that guy was actually one of the dancers, one of the performers, and I guess he snuck in a Palestinian flag, was running around acting a fool, and now he's in jail. But I want to get back to The View for a moment. This notion that everything has to be seen through the lens of race, if that is true, then you have to, it cuts both ways. It has to. Instead of celebrating the fact that, you had a lot of different athletes out there that were performing, but most of them were not white. So do we have to, if we're going to talk about affirmative action here, okay, fine. You want to talk about percentages? We can talk about percentages. You're going to have to get rid of some of those black players to make room for Hispanic players and to make room for white players and Asian American players and a couple of Pacific Rim guys. If you want to have that conversation, but I don't think we should. I've always just felt like you should have the best and the brightest. I don't care what skin color they are. You want the best. You want the best athletes on your team. Just ask the Kansas City Chiefs. They were certainly hoping for that. Didn't work out very well. I'm just saying, you know, this is, it has nothing to do about race. And it bothers me that you've got people like the Squawking Magpies on The View, and they're out there using ABC's platform nationwide to spew this racist nonsense. That's what I've got a problem with. All right, folks, don't forget, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax TV, we have a jam-packed show for you, a lot of stuff going on. Look forward to seeing you on TV tonight. Tomorrow, right back here, noon to 3 Eastern, God bless all of you, and thank you for listening to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Get out there, be good, America.